The decisions in Ferguson, Missouri and New York City sparked widespread protests and global news coverage. Protests continued for days all around the United States and inspired support across the world, including at this protest in London. At the city's King's College, American studies students have been talking about the issue in their classes.
It's not a good thing.
Xiangying Chao is a 23-year-old economics student from China who has studied in the United States.
A lot of Chinese press, they said like, oh, in U.S., they always say, they always advocate the human rights, but look at them. It's like they have two standards of human rights.
These students study America and all have visited. They see the incident in New York as a clear case of unpunished police brutality, but view the Ferguson incident as less clear-cut. 53-year-old master's degree student Paul Zimmerman of London says the details are not as important as the broader point.
There's an assumption that somehow there's something that has gone on that isn't quite right. Maybe they come to the right conclusion, but in a sense, that doesn't really matter.
24-year-old classmate Mark Eastwood from Northern England agrees.
I would say it's exposed a broader issue. It's more, for me, the story of Ferguson and what's happened in New York, you know, in the last week or so, is more about the issues of structural racism.
There's also a sense of disappointment that the election of Barack Obama does not mean all of America's racial issues have been solved.
Electing a black president in theory is transformational, but there's a lot that needs to happen in order to correct many, many years of systemic unfairness.
One black president cannot change these things. They have to change their justice system, even their laws.
Their teacher, Joshua Simon, says some of his students see two aspects to the stories from Ferguson and New York.
They're thinking of it as a pretty shocking demonstration of the remaining racial injustices in the United States, and a pretty encouraging sign that the population of the United States isn't going to take these events lying down.
The emotional scenes of the funerals added to the public reaction overseas. Professor Simon says many people give the United States well-deserved credit for progress on race relations. But he says the recent incidents have shifted the focus to how much work remains to be done, while also making the U.S. aspiration to be a moral leader more difficult.